I have as my guest this afternoon, Chris Sharp, who's here from the Alora Festival, which just got launched. Its opening night was on Friday.
That's correct.
Friday the 13th, and it was a lucky night for you.
It was lucky, fortunately. The weather held, and we had a beautiful concert. A lot of it was outdoors because we have a large gambrel barn, which is transformed into a beautiful concert hall with fantastic acoustics. But it's pretty much open air, so there may be the odd motorcycle flying by. But following the concert, which was spectacular, Isabel Barrett-Darian was our lead soprano on that. We went outdoors and had some of the best restaurants of the area serving food, and we had fireworks. So it worked out to be a very memorable night.
So just a typical Friday at the Alora Festival.
Typical.
I want to tell our listeners right now, the website to go to is dead easy. It is
alorafestival.ca.
That's it, folks. If you can type alorafestival.ca, you can get all the information. I'm looking at the site right now, and it's beautiful. We just should say that in addition to Isabel Barrett-Darian, we had the Canadian Opera Company participating in that evening.
That's correct. So we've partnered with them for a few concerts this summer, and that was one which was particularly notable. And they, both the conductor and the soloists, had a relationship with the Canadian Opera Company, either currently or in the recent past. And they were just phenomenal. It just delivered a knockout hit of opera highlights that night.
But you're quite ecumenical in your programming here. There's a lot of variety. Can you give us a sample of just how broad it is?
We cover everything except country western. So we try to have some world music. So we have Sultans of String.
Right.
We have some jazz with Robbie Botosh and Paul Novotny.
Right.
Jackie Richardson is joining them.
Oh, excellent.
And we have some Broadway. We have Louise Petrie and a few other Broadway-related concerts. And then, of course, we do get into the lighter classical and the more of the serious classical, if you will. The core professional ensemble is the Alora Singers, and the festival is built around them. We have about 24 concerts, and they will participate in 10 to 12 of those, either collaborating with guest artists or they are on their own under their new artistic director, and that is Mark Vernon.
Now, this is running until, what, July
29th.
29th. So you are busy.
It's a very condensed.
Very busy. Festival. Since Friday, how many performances have you put on?
So we've had nine since
Friday. Nine since Friday. And this is Monday afternoon.
Exactly.
So, very good. Very good.
So we basically run Thursday through Sunday with concerts.
All right. Well, tell us about the stages. You've told us about one, that it's an open-air barn with the occasional bike passing by, but the photograph is beautiful.
And it's a beautiful building once we light it from the inside and set up this amazing stage and a few lights shining on the artists, and it becomes this incredible acoustic space. We're very lucky to have that. In the winter months, it's filled with salt and sand for the roads, so who knew? But in the summer, it is our concert hall, and people love it. Then we have St. John's Anglican Church in Alora, which is a beautiful small church, 200 seats, and it has an incredible acoustic, ideal for chamber music, which we have a number of chamber music artists, as well as the smaller choirs and the solo recitals. And then finally, the museum, which is a new partnership as well, where we give a number of the sort of let your hair down kind of concerts.
So Ontario is the province of the summer festival. There's plenty of them on there. What would you want the public to know if you hadn't been to the Alora Festival? What would you say to try and convince somebody?
We were one of the early ones to that. We are in our 39th year. So it started in 1979. And a lot of music festivals sprung up since then, but we have retained our niche, which is that we are specializing in vocal and choral music, and we do some chamber music as well, but vocal choral focus. And the fact that we have a professional core ensemble at the heart of it is really what separates it. And it was built on the model of Tanglewood, with the Boston Symphony Orchestra being the core. And that's what has happened in Alora, but with an incredible chamber group, and they've won all kinds of awards and accolades over the years, and many, many recordings. The Alora Singers have really made a name for themselves on the world stage, and they are resident choir in Alora through these 3 weeks.
What are some of the challenges you're facing? I know you're having beautiful artistic success. I mean, just to look at this page is inspiring. What are the challenges you're facing as a general manager?
Well, as with any arts organization, finances are always top and foremost. So that is one thing that we are facing at the moment, and we do get some great support from the government bodies and the community as well. We've had a little bit of turbulence lately, but we have a new artistic director who is phenomenal and really incredible musician who already had a good relationship with Elora and the singers and the community. So we've managed to get things to continue on smoothly. And as we, any arts organization does, we're always minding the budget, but getting as top quality as we can within that budget. So we have international artists coming in, but we make somehow make it work, and we have a lot of community support behind that.
Well, this many years would show a certain knack, and that you do have a plan that works, I would say.
It seems to be
it seems to be working for you,
people
yes.
People come back for. And,
that's good.
And,
tell us a bit about the new artistic director.
Mark Vernon is a wonderful young choral conductor. He's from the area around southwestern Ontario, so he went through Wilfrid Laurier University, but then continued studies in Texas and worked with Helmut Rilling and other phenomenal conductors who took him on, who he had as a mentor. And he has come through that and is now conducting the Grand Philharmonic Choir in Kitchener-Waterloo. He's also a professor at University of Waterloo. He's one of these stable forces who's just consistently excellent and always delivers a phenomenal concert. He really inspires the singers and the people he works with. And we just love working with him. And he's put on a great festival this year, this summer.
The website to visit, folks, is elorafestival.ca. It's very simple, elorafestival.ca. Christopher Sharp, wishing you a beautiful summer.
Thank you very much.